Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Hey, I want to welcome you out to the Chris Miles Money Show today. Welcome you out to another great week, another fantastic podcast I have planned for you today. Hey, I just want to remind you, check our free blogs, our podcasts, everything we got online. And also, if you're one of those people, if you're an entrepreneur that says, man, I'm making more money, but I don't know where it's all going, or I want to get my money working for me instead of me always working for my money, I want to get that actually doing something, then let me know. Send me an email, chris@moneyripples.com, and we'll get you a complimentary cash flow review, an actual review there for you. So let me know if that's something you'd want to do. But today I want to talk about how to overcome burnout. What can you do to actually get over that? Because if you've ever been like me at times where you just feel like you're at your wit's end, you feel like you're just tired. You don't want to go on anymore. You still go on, but you just feel like throwing in the towel. You feel like giving up on your business. You feel like just hoping that life will somehow ease up on you in any way, shape, or form. If you're there right now, or if you've ever been there, like I have, you get it. I get that. I've had burnout mode so many times at different times in my career. I can tell you that it definitely happens. Heck, I've even gone through some major personal stuff in my life lately. I've gone probably through my hardest time of my life just in the last year. And I know what it feels like to burn out and then feel the pressure to have to keep moving forward because you know that people are counting on you. You know that you've got a mission and a work to do. And sometimes it's just dang hard to keep going. And so I want to kind of share with you ways that's helped me overcome these, even during my darkest hours, during my toughest times, how to overcome burnout. And this could be even if you're not having a dark time, but maybe you're just not feeling it. Maybe you're just not feeling your business. You're like, I'm okay, but I'm just not excited anymore. I've lost that passion. You've lost that love and feeling, or whatever it is, right? So if you're at that point, then congratulations. That's what we're going to talk about today because I want to get into what's worked for me and see. And hopefully this actually gives you some value as well. So the first thing that I've done to overcome burnout and really keep myself having those overly funky days, those days where you just feel off, right? The best thing that's helped me smooth out those days has been doing what we refer to as a power hour. You probably heard me talk about this on the show before if you've listened to other episodes. Tony Robbins calls it the hour of power. Other people might call it a morning ritual or a morning routine, whatever you want to call it. There is no minimum time frame for this. The thing is that the principles and the concepts behind it are all the same, is that every successful person does some form of this. Every person I know does some form of this power hour. What it is that you focus on three key areas in your life. Three key areas each and every morning when you first wake up. This is not, the key areas are not check Facebook and check your email and make breakfast or get a cup of coffee. That's not it at all. In fact, that's the opposite of what you want to do. That's not what you want to do. What you do want to do is focus on three key areas. The first one is physical. Get your body moving. Get your blood pumping. Do something to get your body active. I'll tell you, my mind does not work unless it's awake. And some people will use this as a reason why they'll just drink two or three cups of coffee to get themselves going. But that's artificial. It doesn't really get things moving. Yeah, you kind of get jit, you get some energy levels up, but it's not enough to really get you moving. Physical activity, exercise is key for making this happen. It could be something simple as yoga. It could be calisthenics. It could be a hard workout. I do strength workouts 3 days a week, and then I do endurance or cardio workouts 3 days a week. Something to get my blood pumping, something to help me feel better. And by the way, when I feel better about myself physically, I actually tend to perform better in my business as well because I tend to feel more confident when I know I'm feeling healthy. And I'll tell you, even though I went through some of my most stressful times this last year, I've been very blessed and very fortunate that I have not gotten seriously ill or sick. And I know that doing this consistently has helped with that. So doing this power hour. So physical activity is the first thing. Second thing is doing something that's mental. Something, I don't mean mental like crazy. What I mean is, you know, doing something that's getting your brain working. This could be something like journal writing. This could be something like reading good books, listening to podcasts, wink, wink. That was me winking my eye if you couldn't tell. Doing those kind of things. Anything to kind of get your mind active. You know, and here's the thing, like people tell me all the time, like, ah, Chris, I don't know how to market my business, or I don't know what my next level is. You know, okay, well, great. Well, you want to market your business. Why don't you try studying books about marketing? Or if you're looking at personal development books, go for that. Ask people around you. Ask for things to do. That's why, like I said, you can listen to podcasts as well. You can listen to my show. That might spur something. You might say, ooh, that's the path I need to go down for the next week or so. Perfect. Do that. Create a mastermind group. Do something with that. Something to get your mind going. I love audiobooks. I listen to those. I love podcasts. I listen to those as well. Reading physical books, I love too. I love to do that. I mean, you want to get the right people's voices in your head first thing in the day. One, it should be your voice, and two, it should be of the right mindset. You don't want people's voices that are, you know, people that are like deadbeats. You don't want people that are those that want to live mediocre or average lives. If you're listening to the show right now, you don't want that kind of life. That's why you're here, right? So we don't want that. So that's the mental part. So physical first, mental second, and then third, which is last but definitely not least in any degree, is spiritual. These are the things you do, things like prayer, meditation. This could actually also tie with, for some people, yoga. This could be something with journal writing. This could be reading scriptures. You know, this could be all kinds of stuff. Anything to get your spirit going, something to help connect with yourself, connect with God, or connect with your source, whatever you want to call that. That's what this whole purpose is. Meditation is awesome. If you ever feel like you're a chicken with your head cut off, it's probably because you're avoiding doing meditation, which is probably necessary for you right now. If you feel like your mind's busy but you're not productive, it probably means you need meditation to slow your mind down. By the way, if you ever feel like your energy levels, you have a hard time with energy levels, it's probably because you're not working, you're not doing a good enough exercise or workout in the morning. I get people to say this all the time, like, yeah, I'm good at the mental and the spiritual, but not so much at the physical. You know, well, guess what? You need them all. You need all three. People say, yeah, Chris, I don't have a lot of time. Guess what? You need to make time. Because the thing is, I can guarantee you're wasting more time during the day not being in your A game. You know, someone who's just dragging, trying to get out of bed, getting woke, you know, trying to wake yourself up or get things moving. Most people are so unproductive in their days. They usually just wake up, they roll out of bed, they might eat breakfast, they go right to work, and by the time it finally hits noon, it's lunchtime, then finally in the afternoon they start to be productive, and then it's time to go home. But for you, if you can get active right from the beginning of the day, start getting going right in the beginning of the day, imagine how much easier you'll compress time frames, how much more productive you'll be in less time, and then ultimately how much more time you'll save you. And by the way, like I'll read scriptures like while I'm eating breakfast. I'll do prayers of gratitude while I'm out for a workout. You know, I'll do all that kind of stuff. I'll listen to books while I'm driving or commuting. I'll listen to podcasts while I'm doing that. I've got an app, you know, to listen to podcasts called Pocket Cast. I think I bought it for like $6. And I can download any podcast I want, you know, on their Stitcher and things like that. I mean, whatever you want to use, you can use those kind of things to help you get going in your day. And most of these things cost you little to no money at all. You don't have to spend money to do this. So I put a lot of emphasis on this because this is something that's missed so often, but it's so essential. And it's gotten me through my hardest times. So you want to reverse things and get out of burnout? Start with a good power hour focused on physical, mental, and spiritual. Second thing is you got to have a good, definite purpose. You know, we hear Napoleon Hill talk about definiteness of purpose. You got to have a clear purpose. You got to have a strong why to really give you the fuel to keep moving forward. If it weren't for the fact that I knew that people were counting on me, if it weren't for the fact that I knew and I know that there's people's lives being blessed, even if I don't see them or hear from them, because many of you are being blessed, I don't even know who you are. And that's awesome. I love that I can create that kind of value without even having to be there, that you can listen to this at 2 a.m. and I'm asleep, but you're still getting value from me. I love that. But I'll tell you that it's very difficult if you don't have that strong why that keeps you moving forward. You've got to have that passion, that why that keeps you moving. You know, I was watching a documentary just the other day about Rocky, like the real, like Sylvester Stallone's real story of creating Rocky. Man, that guy did everything possible. I mean, I mean, first even get his script looked at, because he was a no-name actor in Hollywood. He tried out for a part, didn't get it, but he told the directors as he was going out, hey, I write, you know, would you guys like to see what I write? And they said yes. He gave him the script for Rocky, made it in 3.5 days, wrote it. They liked it, but had him keep revising over and over. All the meantime, he's a starving actor. And in fact, at one point, even to get this thing off the ground, he even sold his favorite dog. And by the way, he had to buy it back for a much higher price than when he sold it for to the pet store owner. And all these things he had to do, all the sacrifice he had to go through just to get there, and even to get himself in the movie. I mean, people thought he was crazy. Like, United Artists said, hey, we don't want him. We want some big name actor, not this guy. And okay, we might even just release it on video. We won't even let it release in theaters. It was lucky he even got to that point. And so I bring that up because it's an amazing story, but if it weren't for his purpose, his strong why, that mission that he had, he wouldn't have moved forward. So purpose is the second thing. Power Hour is number one. Purpose is number two. Number three is produce. We can do to go out and get after it. You know, how can you? You don't have to work really hard, but get some movement going. You know, when I was getting kind of depressed, I've noticed that. You know, I talked about this in the inbox impasse, right? Like with the podcast I did a few weeks ago about being too full, right? Like letting your mailbox, your email box, getting too full. Well, yeah, I'll tell you that I've personally struggled, you know, with when I've felt too full. And when you feel too full emotionally or mentally, you feel like there's so much on your plate, so much you're not doing, you don't want to do anything. And so one of the best ways to do that is to actually start doing something. And it might be something as simple as just taking action on something that hasn't been done for a while, something that's been on your to-do list for a while. Just get that off. It may not even have anything to do with your business, but it might be something that you need to do. If we give you an example, you know, last December, I was sent a pretty kind of a reprimand of an email. Someone who advanced me like $500 to record videos for them, and I hadn't finished them yet. And they said, hey, you know, we need these videos in the next couple of weeks, or we're going to ask for $500 back. And I said, okay, yeah, I want to be paid the rest of the money anyways. I've already got it started. Might as well keep going. But in my mind, I thought it was too hard to do. And what's funny is it really wasn't. I found out it only took me 4 hours. It took me a half of a day. Record all those videos, and next thing you know, it was done. And now it's like evergreen. I can keep it on there. It's great. I get more exposure. It was stuff I already knew I needed to do, but because I felt so full, I didn't do it. And so this is so key, is that you got to produce. You got to have some movement. You got to actually be doing something. Even if you feel like you're moving, really ask yourself, am I actually doing anything? Am I being productive, or am I just being busy? Am I just busy in my head, or am I actually creating some sort of real results in my life? You got to really ask yourself that question. Now it leads to the fourth one, which is progression. I believe that you do not prosper unless you progress. Progression is necessary for prosperity. In as much as you're not progressing, you're impoverished. But in as much as you're progressing, you're prosperous. Growth has got to be there. If you're not growing, you're dying. You hear that, people say that phrase all the time. You got to keep moving towards your goal. You got to keep progressing. We as human beings are divinely created to progress and grow. We're created to want to improve our lives, to want things to be better in our lives. It's human nature to want better things, to want a better life, a better quality of life. We got to move forward towards that. And so keep progressing, keep growing. You know, hire mentors. If you haven't found somebody, like find somebody that's going to help you get to where you want to go, even if they're just the next notch above where you are. The thing is, you don't need someone, you know, you don't have to get a Tony Robbins to be successful in life. A lot of times you just need someone who's going to, you resonate with, and they're going to help take you to that next level. And so find ways to progress, find ways to grow, to keep moving yourself forward. Yeah, it doesn't give you a break really, but I'll tell you what, when you're progressing, and when you're doing the things you know you need to be doing, you feel good. And the whole purpose to avoid burnout is to feel good. That's what we want to aim for. And then the final one I want to talk about here is personal power. That personal power. How do you stand in greater power? The most amazing results I've seen in my life and in other people's lives is when you stand from a place of power, when you're aligned with who you are, when you act the way that you are meant to act and operate. This is why, you know, we do this event and program called Monetize Your Divine Genius, because We want to help people do business their way, not the way that everybody just says you should just do this cookie cutter approach that every business owner should do, which is false. You as a business owner, everybody has a different way of doing things that helps create the right results. And what happens a lot of times when you try to imitate other people, you tend to fall flat on your face. And I know I've had other episodes where I've talked about not imitating people, but standing in that personal power. You've got to, you'll be in a place where you can be confident in your own skin, be confident in what you're doing, have that purpose fuel you, be doing that power hour so you elevated your state, you're progressing, you're producing, you're moving, you're doing, and you're being in a state where you know that things are being attracted to you. You know that you're worthy of receiving more. You know that you're absolutely here to create something greater, and that success, you expect it. You don't just hope for it. You expect it. You just say, that's just what's going to happen. You have a knowingness. And when you have that kind of faith, when that, you have that kind of personal power, it's hard to not see results. It's hard not to feel better. It's hard that when you look to your future, you see a better future. That is the kind of thing you want to go for. Look for a better future. Look for better paths and say, hey, even if today really stinks, even if it feels really crazy, you know that things can get better. You know that life will be better. And I guarantee if you were to talk to yourself into the past, if you were to talk to yourself 10, 20 years ago, you probably would say something like I would say, hey, hang in there. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay. Yeah, I guarantee you probably would say to yourself, you know, everything's going to be okay. The path you're on is great. You know what? You're going to learn great things. Yeah, you're going to have some bumps and bruises, but it's so worth it. You know, you're going to say all kinds of things. You're going to say things that you wish you had known back then. But ultimately, we're all going to say to each other, to ourselves, our future selves looking back at ourselves presently saying, hey, it's okay. You're going to get through this. You're going to do great. Keep moving forward. And that's what you've got to keep doing is look forward with faith. Look forward with a better, brighter future. And when you start to do that, when you start to work the way you're meant to work and be the way that you're meant to be, and you have power, you have passion, purpose, you're progressing, you're prospering, you know, and you're really doing what you know you should be doing, watch what will happen. You'll see that ultimately alignment happens and power comes back and that burnout reduces when you know you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. It's when you tend to violate principle that burnout happens faster. When you tend to violate your own self, when you tend to not operate the way that you are supposed to operate, when you're trying to live other people's expectations rather than living the way that you know you're supposed to live your life, watch what happens and watch how your life will progress and grow and watch what will happen. Burnout will fade. Passion will increase. Passion will replace that burnout and you'll start to see results happening. That's what, if I can leave anything for you, that's key. And I'll tell you, that happened to me in the last few months. You know, I got to a place of clarity. I said, you know what? I know who I'm serving. I know what I'm here to do, and I know who I am. And I even had some critics that I heard all kinds of rumors about me. And I said, you know what? To heck with all that. It's not about what they think about me. It's what I think about me, what I know about me, what I know to be true. And knowing of who I'm serving. And when I got clear on about who I'm serving, I got clear about what I'm here to do. It's amazing how all those people became attracted to me. I just did an event where there's less people at my event than I've had in a couple of years. But everybody in that room became a client. Everyone. I mean, that for me was huge. I didn't care about having a big, huge event or a big, huge following because I wanted the right people there. I want to attract the right people, the right place, the right time. And that's when I know I'm doing the right things. And that's when I know that the right results follow. And I feel better about it. Everybody else around me feels better. And it's awesome. That's my word for it. So, any case, everybody, remember these five P's: power hour, purpose, produce, progression, and personal power. Do those things. Focus on that this week. If you're feeling burnt out, don't worry. You're probably just 3 feet from gold. You're just about to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Make this a part of your week this week. I hope to see you next week. I hope to serve you and let me serve you. Let me know how I can serve you in any way possible. Thank you guys and have a wonderful, prosperous week. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.